Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's your brother Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel here with my beautiful Rhea. Rhea Israel. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, King Priest. Shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom, family. And we want to say welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. Tonight is the Thursday night edition. With the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class, it's your brother Isaiah Brown. Isaiah Brown coming from Peoria, Illinois, with a doozy. Look, the precept tonight is self-check. That's the first red flag right there, self-check. That means you, that means me, that means you and I. I mean, you better look in the mirror. It's a self-check. That's the first thing. It ain't about nobody else but us. And then the other thing is, it's a self-check according to the book of Romans chapter 1. And then the scripture reading is this. It says, this is 1 Timothy chapter 4 and 15. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt save both. Thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So with that being said, we're going to turn this over to our brother Isaiah Brown. Shalom, shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace in Jesus.
Hey, what's up, bro? Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace to all near and far. Grace and peace, family. How y'all doing today? Well, tonight.
Father, merciful. Amen.
Yeah, He sure is merciful. You know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, you know what this precept, believe it or not, this precept itself was like, you know, it could be at least 97 scriptures long. So we might be dealing with a part two or part three, depending on how the Spirit lead me, wherever the Spirit lead me. So I wasn't able to get the whole thing down because it's so much. And then my big sister from Texas called me today, so we was on the phone chopping up in the book. And I turned around like, hold up, why you call me back later? I got to finish up the precept. So I got a lot in, but I wasn't able to get all that I wanted in. So we can mess with this thing for the whole month, you know, even next month, you know. But just to know, it's a beautiful thing. But like the name of the precept is called self-check according to the book of Romans chapter 1. You know, it's just to give everybody a remembrance and to remember that there are more things in the book of Romans chapter 1 than just a couple of things like fornication, murder, deceit, you know what I'm saying, haters of God. You know, it's more than that that's in them scriptures. You know, and if it said that the wrath of God is revealed, then we need to understand that the entire paragraph of what the Lord say that's an offense to Him, we need to look at every piece of that. So that's where the self-check is coming from. The self-check is to give a self-check to make sure the things that's not really talked about are those dwelling in your system. And if they are dwelling in your system, then we need to purge it out, as well as the other things we know that's written in the corner of the book, of the scriptures of the book. But before I get started, do I have a reader for tonight? Hey, what's up, Nicole? Oh, hey, bro, I've got to tell you something. Me and my sister was talking about you on the phone, bro, about the Apophica, man. I think she going to order herself one, too. We both can order one together, man. So I got it. It's a beautiful thing, man. We were talking about the Apophica. And I redid that lesson about the Vanderdan Bible Dictionary, about that thing we talked about. Man, that's a serious piece. That's a serious piece. But I don't want to get off the. I don't want to get off topic, man. I just got excited when I heard your voice, man. So grace and peace, bro. I hope the Lord allowed you to have a wonderful day.
Oh no, everything was tawab. That's good. Everything was tawab.
Amen. Amen. Man, the Father's merciful. Now it's time for us to get into this precept. You know, this precept, I didn't want to deal with it, you know, because I got to fix some things of myself. Believe it or not, I do. I'm pretty sure we all do. You know, but this precept is to get more depth of understanding of what's not really talked about. You know, when you talk about a portion of the book of Romans chapter 1 and use our own way of just breaking some of the verses down. But tonight we're going to do our best to get into majority of them. I don't think we have the time to get through all of them, but we will get through some of them. So the name of the precept, again, just in case we have any new listeners coming in, the name of the precept is called Self-Check According to the Book of Romans, Chapter 1. So I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer, and Brother Nakomi can read whatever Father put on his heart. So if possible, please face east towards Jerusalem, and let's pray in. Amen, amen, amen. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all sin and evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. There shall no evil happen.
Who's laughing? Did I mess up in the Lord's Prayer? I hope I didn't.
There shall no evil happen unto him that feareth the Lord. But in temptation, even again, he will deliver him. A wise man hateth not the law, but he that is a hypocrite therein is as a ship in a storm. A man of understanding trusts in the law, and the law is faithful unto him as an oracle. Prepare what to say, and so thou shalt be heard, and bind up instruction, and then make answer. The heart of the foolish is like a cartwheel, and his thoughts are like a rolling axe tree. A stallion horse is as a mocking friend. He neigheth under everyone that sitteth upon him. Why doeth one day excel another, when as all the light of every day in the year is of the sun? By the knowledge of the Lord they were distinguished, and he altered seasons and feasts. Some of them have he made high days and hallowed them, and some of them have he made ordinary days. And all men are from the ground, and Adam was created of earth. In much knowledge the Lord hath divided them and made their ways diverse. Some of them have he blessed and exalted, and some of them have he sanctified and set near himself. But some of them have he cursed and brought low and turned out of their places. I read Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verses 1 through 12. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, boy. You be sure tearing up these lessons.
Amen.
I'll be doing. Tearing up them lessons, boy. Tearing my lessons to shreds with the Apophica. Amen, bro. Hey, all praises, man. To the Father in there, y'all, grace and peace. I'm glad you got a chance to tune in. And if not, we do have a Blog Talk Radio website that you can type in to get the juicy information. And that is www.thesoundsofliftingwater.com. Well, As usual, my brothers and sisters, it's time for us to take these scriptures off to shreds. You know, pure razor blades and lemon juice, you know. And then the priest of begin is called self-check according to Romans chapter 1. You know, so the whole thing is that we need to get a more understanding of what's written in the book of Romans chapter 1 than the things that have been taught to us, and or also the things that's been revealed to us. You know, like murder, deceit, fornication, yada, yada, unrighteousness. We already know those things. You know, and it's a very good thing to always be reminded of those things. But there are so many other things in the Bible that we really need to take heed to and to really look up. You know, we know about unrighteousness. We know about wickedness. We know about haters of God. We know about inventors of evil things. We know disobedient to parents. We know about covenant breakers. We know about implacable, you know, which means unforgiving. You know, we can use the scriptures that we've been taught with that. But we also got to understand, too, is that our self-check got to come through knowing about the checking up on the covetousness, the maliciousness, the envy, the debate, the malignity, you know, the whisperers, the backbiters, the spiteful, the proud, the boasters, you know, all that stuff is in there, too. And those other scriptures is also the wrath of God is revealed. So to do a self-check is to make sure the other things that's not talked about is not a part of us anyway. We got to make sure that stuff is not a part of us too. So, and when you point murder out, but you're filled with covetousness and maliciousness, you have just become a hypocrite. It's because the wrath of God is revealed through all of that. If you a hater of God, but you got strong envy in your heart, you ain't no better. If you implacable, which means you got a hard time with forgiving people. No, you talk about somebody that's implacable, that's hard to forgive. You can't forget nobody. But then turn around, look at yourself, you got full of malignity in your heart. What that make you? A hypocrite. So before we go point the finger at other people, we got to make sure we do a full-blown check on ourselves. Because all of it is the wrath of God revealed among men. So let's go ahead and get into these scriptures. Let's go in the book of Matthew chapter 7. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 7. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 3. And we're going to read verses 3 through 5. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Matthew, chapter 7, starting at the 3. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thy own eye? For how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Amen. Amen. You know, so you got to make sure you're not a hypocrite. You got to make sure that, you know, your eyesight is good before you go talk about somebody else's eyesight. You can't talk about the eye business in his eye, but you like a 3-year-old child with a cold and his whole eyes covered. How could you talk about that person and you messed up? How could you do that? The scriptures called us thou hypocrite. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of brother's eye. So you can't read the book to fit your lifestyle and then talk about the person that goes to church on Sunday and try to fight and attack them on their style. Before you say anything about them, make sure you're straight. Because we talked about that last, I think a couple weeks ago, about the, you know what I'm saying, about a preacher you only able to use a couple of scriptures. But what we have to do is get more to the scriptures, though. So now, the Lord is telling us, before you talk about anybody else, make sure clearly that the mote is out of your own eye. Well, the mote, the beam is out of your own eye. So what do I mean by that? Let's find out. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 1. And this is what the lesson is going to be all about. The book of Romans chapter 1. The book of Romans chapter 1. And we're going to pick it up at verses 17. And we're going to read verses 17 all the way through 31. The book of Romans chapter 1, verses 17 through 31. I cut you off, Vanessa, big bro. Will you get it? Go ahead and read.
Romans 1, starting at the 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts, in creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receive in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful.
Bro, that was some really good reading you was doing, boy. Man, that was some good reading. I wanted to stop, but I said I ain't gonna stop this fire. That was some good reading, some Max McLean reading. But now we got to get into these scriptures now, you know, because we just found out a lot of things. Because when you look at verse 17, it says, For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Excuse me. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You know, and this unrighteousness he's really talking about is if you look, it's from verses 29 all the way down to verses 31. These are the things the wrath of God has revealed upon us with. But then when you look at, it says verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath showed it unto them. So these things that's written from the verses 29 through 31, he showed us. So you just can't pull out what you feel is acceptable or be a selective reader on the things that make you comfortable. We got to look at the whole thing. So let's break this thing down right down the middle, yo. Let's break this thing down in the middle. So what I did was I built myself a little chart, you know, a little piece of paper chart, you know, nothing too big. And what I did was I split it down the middle, and according to my understanding, I brought to the things that I was taught. And then I also, on the right side, I put the things on what I wasn't really taught. And to put it on a measuring stick to see if we're doing this thing right. So what we pull out of the scriptures in the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 29 through 31, these are the things we are very comfortable with talking about or put into lessons or talk about in scriptures. These are things we're comfortable with. Number one, you know, we are comfortable with talking about unrighteousness. We are very comfortable with talking about fornication, physically and spiritually. We are very comfortable with talking about murder. We are very comfortable with talking about deceit. We are very comfortable with talking about haters of God. We are very comfortable when it comes about talking about inventors of evil things. We are also comfortable about talking about disobedient to parents. We are very comfortable about talking about covenant breakers. We also are comfortable with talking about implacable. And implacable is just another meaning of saying unforgiving. Now, let's look at the things we're not comfortable about talking about. Let's talk about the things that make us a selective reader. So, what are the things we really don't talk about? Covetousness, maliciousness, envy, debate, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, despiteful, proud, and boasters. Those are the things, according to my understanding, when I check other people out, is that these are some of the things we really don't hear. And it's not attacking nobody because maybe they parakeet or whoever. Who knows? But if it's in the book, we got to deal with it. It's a lot of things in this book I don't want to deal with. But I try to knock my pride to the side and deal with them anyway. But what we have to understand is that we now have a chart on the things that we're comfortable with, and we also have another part of the chart on the things that we're not comfortable with. It's because, you know, we love to hear a little secret. We love the whispering. We love the backbiting. We love debate. We love the envy. We love maliciousness. And we also deal with covetousness. Not us in particular, but we know people who do enjoy this. So through the grace of God, let's see if we can stop that as well and learn how to be comfortable with the things we're uncomfortable with. So before we get any more farther with this, we need to understand something else. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 7. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 7. And what we're going to do is read verses 24. Well, how do I got this written? Well, verses 23 and 24. The book of Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to read verses 23 and 24. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Matthew chapter 7, starting at 23. And then will I profess unto them.
I'm sorry. Start at verse 22. No, matter of fact, start at 21. 21 all the way down to 20. Yes, sir, I'm sorry. All the way down to 24. I'm sorry.
Matthew chapter 7, starting at 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock.
Whoa. You see, because when we read these scriptures here, you know, the very first thing we do is you know, we tend to throw the, you know, as the elders and them like to say, kind of candy preachers up under this category of being denied from the Lord in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 24. But, you know, it was a reason why we went to the book of Romans chapter 1 and read that 29 all the way down to 31 to see if maybe this is talking about us. You know, the ones that were that only did half of it. You know, the ones only read half of the verse. The one that didn't start from verse 1 and read all the way to the end. The one that didn't start from the book of Genesis and ended all the way to the book of Revelations to make sure, really sure, that they got the full-blown understanding according to the scriptures. But when you look at this, it simply said in verse 21, not everyone that serves unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Remember, the Lord never said you were lying. You did it, but you was missing something. So he never said you was lying. But verse 23 says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, he that worketh iniquity. But you was denied everlasting life. Could it be because we're not checking up on everything according to what's written in the pages of the book? Could it be that instead of worrying about unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, murder, deceit, haters of God, inventors of evil things, disobedience to parents, covetousness, and implacable? Is it because you only paid attention to those things but forgot about covetousness, maliciousness, envy, debate, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, despiteful, proud, boasters? Is it because we didn't pay attention to that thing? Could it be we came short because we were selective readers? Could it be that we came short because we were parroting other people instead of sitting down and focusing and reading this thing for yourself? Could it be that? We got to understand. You got to read the whole thing. You can't just parakeet what people tell you. You got to sit down and read it for yourself. If verses 29 through 31 is talking about the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, then we can't just pull what we feel that's safe. We got to look at the whole entire picture. And trust me, there's some things that I don't want to do with on this thing. But I got to humble myself and do the best I can and talk about this thing and teach myself on the way. It's because it's a reason why I know this is not talking about no 3 to 4 scripture preacher. It's the reason why these verses is not talking about that. Because it simply said in verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. It had cast out devils in verse 22. So let's see who is able to cast out devils and who's not able to cast out devils. Let's read a little story here. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 19. The book of Acts chapter 19. And what we're going to do is read verses 11 through 16. The book of Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. When you get it, bro, please pay very close attention to this so we can understand what a servant can do and what a servant cannot do. So just please pay attention. Verses 11 through 16. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Acts 19, starting at the 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were 7 sons of one Segba, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.
So we just learned that a false flagger or a phony or someone pretending, what cannot they do? What can't they do? Excuse me. They cannot cast out devils. But Paul can cast out devils. So think about it. God forbid. What if Paul decided to go back to his original lifestyle and start persecuting churches? What if he did that? And if he went into the ground and woke back up, what do you think he'll say? Lord, didn't I cast out devils in your name? So if the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 through 24, was saying, Lord, I cast out devils in your name, that means it had to be someone who really knew the word of God but came up short. And we're using the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 17 through 31, to see if that could be a reason why they were denied at the white throne judgment. You cannot be a selective reader. You can't talk about someone that's an adulterer, but you fear with envy and debate because they fall under the exact same line. Of course, adultery is more terrible. We know that. But they both end up with death. You can't turn around and talk about wickedness, but you're full of covetousness. You can't talk about deceit, and you're full of debate. You cannot talk about inventors of evil things, and you turn around, you fool with malignity. You can't talk about being disobedient to parents, and you will whisper. You can't talk about implacable, which means, once again, unforgiving, people who have a hard time with unforgiving, and turn around, you are despiteful, proud, and you are boaster. Can't talk about it, because they all end up with death. So you can't be a selective reader on the things you're comfortable with and pass over the things that you're not comfortable with. You got to deal with the whole thing. That's why I always say pure razor blades and lemon juice. I don't say that for a joke. I'm being serious. You get your own slice and that juice hit you, it'll burn. But give it time and it'll heal. Get cut off for the word of God. And through the grace of God, through his grace and abundant mercy, we are healed from it. But we just understood who was able to cast out devils, and we just found out who is not able to cast out devils. So now let's read that story again. Let's go right back into the book of Matthew, chapter 7. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and we're going to read verses 23 all the way down to 27. And when you get it, bro, we'll go ahead and read.
Matthew chapter 7, starting at 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hear these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
Now, look at this thing right here. Now, look how the Lord is talking. In 23, it says that I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work of iniquity. And now he's going to break down his true servants according to the servants that he's about to show us his children compared to those that's not his children. The ones that is his children will start in verses 24. And it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. You know, if you build your house on a rock, that rock ain't going nowhere. And 26 says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. So when you look at the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 17 through 31, you can't be that man that built his, he built his foundation on the sand. That's just dealing with what you're comfortable with. The man that built his house on the rock obeyed verses 17 all the way down to verse 31. That's the man that made sure he took out all his unrighteousness, the fornication, the wickedness. He took care of that murder. He took care of that deceit. He made sure he took that out of the haters of God, the inventors of evil things, disobedient the parents, covenant breakers, impeccable. He got rid of all of that. He also got rid of being covetous and maliciousness, full of envy, debate, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, despiteful, proud, boasters. He got rid of it all. He was the one that was considered the rock. But the ones that selective readers and only deal with their portion, those are the ones that's built up on the sand. Now, I know we all got something we need to deal with, but everybody should be doing the best they can to be the best servant of God they can be every single day. I want to use this metaphor to break it down this way. So let's be mindful of that. So now what we're going to do now is break down some of these things we are afraid of in the book of Romans chapter 1. So the first part that I said that I think we have a problem with is covetousness, you know. So what does covetous mean? The word covetous is a desire for advantage or material possessions. You know, I just got to have it. Or you see somebody else have something, I want it. I got to have it. So let's check that thing out. Let's go to the book of Colossians chapter 3. The book of Colossians chapter 3, and all we want is verse 5.
Colossians 3 and 5?
Mm-hmm.
Colossians 3 and 5. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, innate affection, evil concupiscences, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
So it's telling us to mortify. You know, the word mortify just simply means control, restrain your members. You know, restrain for the things that your body loves to have. And I'm working on that myself, so I'm a believer too with this lesson. But it says to mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. So we got to be careful with that covetousness. And if you have a problem with covetousness, then you should mortify that member. Really try your best to have to ask the Lord to purge that from you and cleanse you from that. Because you can't have that and get into the kingdom of God. You got to take care of that. Let's look at the next thing on the line that I was talking about. Let's go ahead and look up maliciousness. And maliciousness is a desire to hurt, annoy, or offend. So if you have a desire to hurt, or you love to annoy somebody, or even offend them all the time, that maliciousness, we need to get out of our system. So let's go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2. Y'all, please don't get mad at me. This is a short lesson. I was on the phone, and we got three more after this. I'm sorry, y'all. I know I usually have them a lot longer. We're in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 15 through 16.
1 Peter 2, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God.
So it says, for so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of what? Maliciousness, but as the servants of God. And that maliciousness, again, is a desire to hurt, annoy, or offend. You shouldn't use it for that. Get that out your system. Definitely, if you call yourself a servant of God, you can't have that. You can't be out there annoying people and offending them and use and just trying to beat them down beyond recognition with what you know. You got to come humble. And why do you think you need? Why and why do you? Why do we think we need to come humble if we should be out here annoying people and offending them? Let's go to the Book of Proverbs, chapter 18. The Book of Proverbs 18, and all we want is verse 19.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle.
So what was the purpose of the Lord blessing you with beautiful wisdom, knowledge, and understanding if you don't know how to use it? Don't use it for maliciously. You know, your only desire is to hurt them with it, or to annoy them with it, or to even offend them with it. Because a man offended is what? Harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. So you might have what it takes to bring that person on, but you don't know how to come to them correct. You can do more harm than what you can do for good. Let's be mindful of that. So what's another thing that was on the picture? We talked about envy. Envy is the next thing, because envy is really big. You know, like how the Lord said, man, well, you see me with all this power, man. Don't be telling people I got this power. You know, and I'm even learning how to watch my mouth as well on the things that I say. You know, I had to take heed to this too. It's because I don't want – it's good. We don't want to make people envious of us. But then – if you just are serving God and you take care of your business, you know, you go see that anyway. But what I'm learning is just don't be the cause of it. But another thing that's big too is envy. You know, the Lord might show one of his servants something amazing. You know, the brethren will love it, but some people might hate you for it because they don't have it. We got to be careful of envy too. So let's go to the Book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 30, so we can get an understanding of this envy. And I have one more spot after this.
Proverbs 14 and 30.
Go ahead.
Proverbs 14 and 30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones.
Ooh, wee boy, envy is rottenness. Ugh, it's rottenness. I want to be around someone that's envious all the time. You could be a servant of God and know all laws, statutes, and judgments and have that rottenness in your bones. Envy. You got to be careful of that envy. Got to be careful of that envy. Now, another thing we like to do is to debate. Debate is another thing. And we're going to get with, we're going to do debate, and we get with the rest of the stuff at another time. So let's look at this debate. Let's go into the book of Isaiah chapter 58. And we're going to read verses 4 through, we're going to read 4 through 11, 4 through 11.
Isaiah chapter 58, starting at the 4. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high.
Mm-hmm.
Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger in speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light arise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the new day. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not.
And that's another thing too, is envy. You know, we shouldn't be, you know, fasting for strife and debate and despite the fist. And the book is also telling us to get rid of the pointing finger. Stop pointing the finger. You know what I'm saying? In verse 6 it says, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness? You know what I'm saying? We got to get rid of this wickedness, and to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. This is what we're supposed to be doing in service of God. This is what's a blessed and pleasing thing he wants us to be doing. But not to be debating on what you think you know. Because we got to get rid of the debate. We should be debating with each other at all. But if you do find a way to debate with a cause with your brother, the book tells us to do that in secret. But in all actuality, you should not be out here debating with people like that. But the Lord is telling us to put these things away. You know, put away the covetousness. Put away the maliciousness. Put away the envy. Put away the debate. Put that stuff away from you. That's good. We do the other stuff we talked about that we do. But we need to make sure we get a full-blown understanding of what's written in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 1. And I hope you guys about this precept, and I thank y'all for y'all time.
Amen. Amen, Brother Isaiah. Amen. Can I read Job 13:23?
Oh, go ahead, sis. You got the floor.
And last night, Brother Nakomi asked us, were we ready for Jesus to come back? No, I'm not. I'm nowhere near ready for the Father to come back. I want to read, this is a really, you brothers are on fire. The Holy Spirit is really working through you, brothers. You can tell that you really take your time to do these precepts and that you care about our salvation. And I just want to say I thank you for that. When you gave me this title earlier today about a self-check, I was thinking about a self-examination. Okay, baby. Job 13 and 23 reads, how many are my iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Amen. And amen. And I pray that every day for the Lord to, when I look at that man in the mirror that my husband teaches us about as well, looking at yourself daily. My king priest taught me that, I just want to say as a great lesson, and you too, Brother Nakomi, yesterday, that he really taught me the importance of daily examining myself, my motives, my thoughts, my attitude, especially before we take the Passover and especially before we go into the Day of Atonement. You really have to do a self-check.
Love.
And the fruits of the Spirit that you read about, everything that you read, all the scriptures that Nakomi read for you this evening, we really have to examine ourselves, and the way we examine ourselves is through the Word of God, and that's what cleanses us, is the Word of God. And we were predestinated already, as we read last weekend, I think it was Romans 8 and 29, about being predestinated. But I wanted to say something. I know it really doesn't, it's kind of off topic, but some things have been happening to us this past couple of weeks. And then yesterday, I know everybody was talking about, but R. Kelly, he did a song talking about I Admit It. And me and my husband were laughing about it at first, until we read the lyrics to his song. It's a 19-minute song, and he told his truth in this 19-minute song. It's his truth. That's what he wanted to talk about. And I started crying in the middle of the song. And we're so quick to judge people. We don't look at ourselves like, you know, get the beam out of our own eye, the mote out of our own eye. We're so quick to judge a situation, judge people, you know, be envious of people. All these things, you know, all these emotions were flowing through me yesterday as I was listening to this song. We all have sinned. If we say we have not sinned, we're liars. We all have sin in us. We all have different sins in us, different things going on within us, but we all are sinners. So when I was listening to that song yesterday, I cried and it broke me down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Lord Jesus, I've been through stuff. I wish I could really sit there and write a song about my truth, Demetria Sharp, Rhea Serene Israel's truth, the things that I've been through in my life. I wish I could do what that brother just did with this song. But we hide from ourselves. So do I want Jesus to come back right now? No. Do I need to do a self-check? Yes. I need to look within myself and really look at who I am, at that man in the mirror, and really get into this book and really allow the Holy Spirit to clean me up through his word. And I learned, Brother Isaiah, to keep my mouth shut, keep my mouth off of people, look at myself. I can't judge nobody. I'm begging the Father to have mercy on me. You know, and there's no but. My husband has taught me that too. But is a negative word. It is not positive. No. But is an excuse. There's no but. So I'm going to hand it over to my husband. I just want to say you brothers are on fire. You guys are really I know you're helping me to look at myself in the mirror and to clean myself up. And I just want to tell you brothers, thank you. Thank you for this lesson. I don't care how long or short it is. Thank you, Brother Isaiah. Thank you, Brother Nakomi. Thank you, King Priest. Thank you, Paul and Bob. And Brother Miles, thank you guys for taking out the time to really teach us how to look at ourselves. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Great lesson, Brother Isaiah.
Oh, amen. All glory go to the Father.
It's very important. It's very important.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you know what, brother? I pray to the Father every day to take something away from me that's not pleasing to him. Because if he don't like it, I don't like it either.
Amen.
And I appreciate this lesson. I'm like, Rhea, you guys help us out. I thank the Father for you guys. Good reading, Brother Nakomi.
No, his reading was on fire tonight. Man, great reading, bro. Man, great reading. And thanks, Sister Will, for bringing that output out. You know, I got something to say after at the end, too. But I get a mic.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, great lesson, bro. I love when people go into the writings of Paul, and I love how our older brother Paul come with these cluster of words to reveal things in us. And he does this a lot, like when, just like when you know, we went into, you know, Romans 1:29, you know, he got right unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous. You know, our brother Paul does this a lot. Paul does this a lot. And I love when people bring lessons, like saying the fruits of the spirit, the fruit of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit is like this. He does this a lot. He does this in Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He say that these things ain't gonna inherit the kingdom. He does this type of thing a lot. And I love, I'm saying, if you like studying and things, I love these type of things and look what these things are and reveal. And you see some saying, and if you are true about these things, you know that some of these things that's not going to inherit the kingdom is on you. And just like the lesson I taught yesterday, you know, you think you're ready for Christ come back. Like I'm saying, I know I'm not, because like I'm saying, some of these things that says that it ain't going to inherit the kingdom might be playing around with some of that stuff. So like I'm saying, even me knowing the word and teaching the word, like I'm saying, I'm still saying we ain't all the way out of this world. I'm saying we got, but like I said, I say all the time, I believe before Jesus get here or I leave here, whatever perfection is, I believe he gonna show me the way to get to that.
Amen.
Whatever perfection is in his eyes, because we don't know what it is. We don't know what perfection is. He said Noah. He said Noah was perfect in his generation. He got drunk, so we don't know what perfection in God's eyes is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I'm saying, but I love when people bring these lessons and bring these words out and pay attention to these things and see, like I'm saying, and look and see how much of these things is on you, how much of these, and then also how much have you improved in some of these things. Hopefully, we've improved in some of these things that we saw on us before, and maybe we're getting better at some of these things. But with that, bro, great lesson. Like I said, I love when you bring these when people bring out these clusters of words and saying, and we can reflect on these things with that. So with that, I yield the mic.
Amen, bro. Amen. Great. Amen. Like I said, man, above my heart, man. Some damn good reading, man. You know what I'm saying? Your reading, boy, I'm telling you, man, shoot. I'm starting to see more emphasis and like book is coming to life when you read. You know, that's a beautiful thing, bro. And thank you for taking the time out to give your input.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. I was waiting for you. What's up, bro?
Hey, Shalom, it's a light, grace, and peace in Jesus, man. I just want to say that was an excellent precept. It's like Nakomi said, man, that's not looked at enough, you know, in our walk as servants of God, you know, like he said with Paul, you this Latin doctrine, this Latin word, the Latin conversation to bring out spirits and that's in us. And, you know, we as a people, you know, like Nakomi brought up the other night, you know, we as a people, man, we always want to jump on the other nations for all kind of nonsense and small things. You know, we strain at that and stuff like that. And we want to jump at the nations for this and the nations for that, and never giving the glory up to the God of Israel because of we did what we did. It's because the nations are doing what they're doing. If we did what we were supposed to do, the nations wouldn't be doing what they are doing. The other thing is that we fail to realize that the Most High did say this. He said, I will enlarge Japheth's tent. I'm going to enlarge his tent. And when you look at these words that Paul bring up, lasciviousness and variance and all that stuff, those are Latin words. And the Lord allowed the Gentiles or Japheth to actually call out spirits and give names on them, you know, like bipolar and schizophrenia and stuff like that. Those things, you know, we just called them devils back in the day. The Father has actually allowed them to study the mind and look at those different spirits and put names on them, you know, and things like that. Maliciousness and malevolent and all that, those things, those are Latin words, things like that. And we always want to jump on a J and stuff like that, but the whole conversation is basically Latin and Phoenician. And we miss the point because we're straining that neck, and we never get to the source of the healing because we're too busy looking for fault.
Right.
And we never get to our true healing because we never look at the source of what the ills are because we're too busy trying to point out a fault in what's being said when we should be looking at what is the ill. And, okay, so the ill is what it is. I mean, we're in the time of the Gentiles. You know, okay, so he said, I put his name in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
Right.
I thought Greek was Latin, but it obviously, you know, it's a whole different conversation. Nevertheless, when you look at it, if he said, I put his name in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, that means he's speaking to us in these different dialects, you know. And you look at a lot of the pharmaceuticals, these, you look at these commercials that scare the hell out of you in the middle of the night. With, you know, they give you a drug, right, that got like 20 side effects. Well, the 20 side effects, if you look at all these words they're using, those are spirits upon the Latin names that he allowed Japheth to actually call. So you got to go past all of that. Yeah, and you got to go past all of that. You got to look past that if you're looking for the healing, you know, if you're looking for your healing, I should say that. You know, and truth be told, if you know, some of us need some of those things. I'm not going to lie. You know, some of our chemical imbalances is what they are. But then some of us is, you know, I forget this word that they used when you just think you sick from everything. Oh, I got this issue and I got that issue. You just, everything is your problem, you know. Another spirit they use.
Hypochondriac.
That's it. That's the word. Thank you, sis. Yeah,
well, yeah, she always there.
There she go. All right, that's our librarian. Anywho, we got, that's the word, a hypochondriac. And that's a Latin word. Because if you look at the root word of it, it's going to go back to ancient Latin. And it's, that's Gentiles, man. That's J-Van, you know, big time. So when Paul was teaching us, he was teaching us as Hebrews, also with a Latin spirit or a Roman spirit over the Gentile spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave him double portions. That what made Paul so cold, because he was an expert in Hebrew and Greek. He was a Roman citizen, and he was also born, he was also the tribe of Benjamin. So when we dog Paul, man, you miss out on Paul. Even among ourselves, even among the camps today, you know, I hear certain things, you know, if Paul was alive today, me and him would still be arguing. No, you won't. No, you won't, because Paul would be your elder. You have to shut up and listen. You would not be arguing with Paul. You would be like a Pharisee. You'd be on that side, if anything. but you will not be striving with the elders. You know, I hear a lot of stuff, you know, and Paul was a false prophet because of it. Man, y'all better stop. You better listen that way. He was actually a really good physician. He was a great physician. He gave you the antidote. He gave you the sickness and the antidote in one conversation. If you look up the word variant, you'll see all the sicknesses. Then, because the Lord knew that we would be in the Babylonian world or the time of the Gentiles, knowing that they would be using the Greek alphabet per se, Latin per se, what we're using right now, a.k.a. ancient Phoenician, also Greek and Latin, when you look at that, when he says certain words, not only do he give you the name of the sicknesses and all of its ills, like you be looking at the late-night infomercials that give you every ill on one medication, but he give you the antidote too. The antidote to evil is good. That's the synonym.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was brilliant, and we look at him, and we don't get that elder brother like your brother Nakomi said. We don't get him enough. This was an awesome lesson, brother, and for you to bring up his conversation that we should check ourselves. Yes. Indeed. Yes, indeed. Because if we don't, we will not see the Father. The Father's not like Bowie, Ben-Amin, Tzakia, Pope Francis, or Joel Osteen. So TDJ, God of Israel isn't those names. But trust this, he's a mix of all of those things. But when it comes to us, we better check ourselves and make sure that we are ready to meet the Father. Because he tells us, Jesus warned us, said, man, your day is every day. Better check yourself. This is a great lesson, man. You know, I listen. I really try to listen at people. I tell my wife all the time, I got a cartoon mind. You know, I mean, paraphrasing Bootsy Collins, man, but it's a true cartoon. I listen at you, man, and I hear one thing come out of your mouth, and I hear you saying something, and I'm listening, and I listen. I hear something come out, and it may be contrary to what you really think you're saying. In your ignorance, or in my ignorance, or you may not realize the gravity of what you're saying. Like you say, yeah, this person is foul. Dude, don't ever say that to somebody unless you know that person is a sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
Or a witch, or rebellious. Don't ever use them words like that. You can't. You're too. In the mouth of the tongue, brother, it's salt and clear water. Good and evil, life and death is in the mouth, and we don't realize the power of it. So yeah, check self check, and everybody should have a dictionary. Every one of us, I know here at the Sounds of Living Water Ministries, here, every one of these teachers should have a dictionary and a thesaurus. But you use a side of that, you know, if you use Andervan or Apocrypha and things like that, that's beautiful. But you better have a dictionary and a thesaurus because that breaks down the very alphabet and the language that we're using.
Yes, sir.
So, you're the mic with that. But great precept, brother. Amen.
Amen, bro. That was powerful, powerful, powerful. It was powerful, man. You know, I wish I could dig more into this precept, but, you know, I can easily do a part two. I got another weekend off, so the Father's merciful. Matter of fact, I know this is not on topic, but is anybody bringing a precept Sunday?
If you want that table, brother, if you set in the breakfast, brother, we come to eat.
Okay, cool. Let me go and grab this precept I want to deal with. Because there was something I want to deal with. All right, where is it? Okay, let me see it right here. Oh, yeah, Lord willing, Sunday, I want to bring a precept that's called, Are We Ignorantly Taught to Be Pharisees?
Very necessary.
You know, because I was doing some thinking, you know, definitely after that precept I brought. Well, one of the precepts I brought, you know, and when Nakomi gave his, you know, his testimonial and the things that he learned, you know, I was really, you know, since he said that to this day, you know, I was just brainstorming and thinking about it, you know, and just put it on a pedestal of, like, the teachings and stuff like that. You know, not to point the finger at people, you know, but if the Lord gave us something to fix, you know, we put lessons together that make us believe, and also, you know, other people believe. You know, so Lord willing, you know, do the grace of God, if you allow me to see it, I'll probably want to bring something out like that. That's called Are We Ignorantly Taught to Be Pharisees? And I'm using the word ignorantly because, you know, it could be on a mistake. We don't know we're doing it.
Consider it, yeah. We'll be here for that. We will be here for that when God willing we live. We'll be here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on the to-do list for sure. Any more questions or comments? Ray, you got any announcements?
I do have one announcement. Hopefully Malachi isn't loud, but family, don't forget, God is good. We now have a PayPal account for the Sounds of Living Water for anyone that would like to give a free will offering. Yes, sir. Anyone that would like to give a free will offering, all you got to do is just go to paypal.com and just, if you don't already have a PayPal account. And, okay, babe. PayPal, baby, can you take over, please, because he's talking too much, please. Just type in the Sounds of Living Water, and it will bring you to the page. And all you got to do is just put in your free will offering. But, yeah, that's the announcement for today.
That's an amen. I'm downloading mine right now again on this new phone. That's good. That's very good news. Oh, yeah. Also, we're supposed to be having a conference call. Yes or no? Maybe?
Yes, that's a yes. That's Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. So everybody, you know, if you get a text message and the access code, you already know what to do. All right. That's this Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. So we'll be there. Thanks to the Phillies. No, just kidding.
Did you just say that?
I know Nakomi on the line jumping up and down. He probably sat up there with his mouth just as wide as mine was. Like, what? Anyway, yeah, we'll definitely be there. 1 o'clock p.m. People, read your Bible with a dictionary. Stop taking your high school education for granted. stop taking your mid-grade education for granted. Stop taking your college education for granted. Pick up a dictionary and stop leaning to your own understanding, especially when it comes to the Word of God, because the Word of God isn't framed by the mind of man. It's framed by the mind of God. So if you want to know the mind of God, you have to understand that when he said, in the beginning was the Word, that he started speaking into the consciousness of man and started giving them thoughts of words. Make sure, brothers and sisters, that you do have a dictionary and a thesaurus and a Bible. Make sure. All right. So with all that being said, tomorrow night you want to be here. Any closing comments before we move on to the next thing?
No, I'll talk long enough.
People shouldn't talk if they ain't got nothing to say, and that was on point.
Matter of fact, yeah, I do got something to say.
Go ahead.
Let me sit up. Sorry about that. This brother Isaiah, if you have time, please check out my Instagram. That's called The Brew Box Art. It's a new program I set up on Instagram. And also, be on the lookout for the book of Exodus chapter 20. It's being remodeled, created, and made with new high-def graphics and vivid lights. And also check out the Bible comic page, Bible comics. You can click the photos and then click the see y'all buttons. And you'll be able to see the work that the Father allowed me to put together with 9 books according to the scriptures. Also be on the lookout, Lord willing, next month in February, I got a book that's coming out, Samson. It's the Battles of Samson, part 1. It's got about 100 or some pages. And it's going to be amazing. So please be on the lookout for them things, and I really appreciate you for the support. And I get a mic with that.
Amen.
Amen. Can you give me that name of that Instagram page again?
The Brew Box Art. BREW.
Got it.
Amen. I got some new stuff on there. I'm still in the process of making it because I lost all my information for my old Facebook page because, when you set this stuff up, it asks you if you want to create an account or if you just want to use your Facebook stuff. So everything was linked into the Facebook account. I wasn't able to get in, so I got to do it all over, but it's still coming along pretty good with more things to check out and to stay tuned in with the new projects. So it's called The Brew Box Art on Instagram. Check it out. Some pretty cool stuff. And I will be having a Brew Box Art webpage that should be coming up pretty soon too. But one thing at a time. So some interesting, cool things. You have kids or friends or family that want to learn more about the Word of God in a more visual. Then check the stuff out. It's pretty cool. It's some pretty cool stuff. I get a mic.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna inbox you this link that you might want to look at too. It got a lot of views, man, and you might want to check into it.
Amen.
Yeah, so I'm gonna hit you up after we get done. Okay. Well, with that being said, you want to be back here tomorrow evening, the Friday night edition of the Sounds of Living Waters. You'll be here with the Commonwealth of Israel. Myself, Job Israel, and your sister Red Israel. And we will be dealing with something. I'm in between dealing with this on the Sabbath day or the Sabbath Eve.
You acting like me,
really,
that though.
Yeah, man. I got a precept I want to do for Friday night and Saturday night, and I'm like, Saturday, and I'm like, I'm in between both, but I think the precept that I want to do on the Sabbath day, I think I'm going to end up doing that, and I'm just going to go ahead and do, I think what we call the priesthood tomorrow evening, So if you were interested in the priesthood and the works of the priesthood, then I suggest that you tune in tomorrow evening for that. That's Sounds of Living Waters. Sounds of Living Waters. Here, that's 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll also be back here again on the Sabbath day at 10 o'clock a.m. also. All of that being said, we want to thank everyone for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the Sounds of Living Waters.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.